Hey everybody, Shane Presley here with Rock Paper Podcast. Want to invite you out to this year's third annual Rock Paper Podcast birthday show being held July 1st, 7 p.m. over at the Firebird in St. Louis, Missouri. This year's lineup includes Hounds, the Royal Furs, Forgetting January, and Bald Eagle Mountain, hosted by comedian John Venegoni. We'll have Gorilla Street Food also there, sling up some delicious meals from their food truck, and sponsored by Four Hands Brewery. So local music, local food, local beer, and local venue. So it's going to be a great time. Come on out. $8 in advance, $10 day of show, and we're going to have a great time. I'm really excited about this, and we can't wait to see you there. All details can be found at rockpaperpodcast.com or firebirdstl.com. Hey everybody, Shane Presley here with Rock Paper Podcast. Today I want to tell you about my friends over at Music Record Shop. Check them out over there at the Dot Zack Building in the Grand Center area in St. Louis, Missouri. Or shop online 24/7 at musicrecordshop.com. Hey, come by this Friday, June 30th. All new music happy hour going on. New records in store from The Cure, Shaky Graves, Stone Sour, Dave Matthews Band, Beach House, Cranberries, and Bruce Springsteen and more. You can find full listing of details all at musicrecordshop.com. Be sure to follow along on your Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram for all kinds of exclusive deals and giveaways and stuff. Shop local, everybody. It's a beautiful record store located right here in St. Louis. Yeah, help them out. Shop local, support these local bands, check out their local music selection. And again, shop online 24/7, musicrecordshop.com.
Podcast is kind of like a radio show that's not on the radio. It's on the internet. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's also like my mom. It makes it sound more confusing, doesn't it? It sounds like this.
What's up, St. Louis? This is DJ Dropjaw, and you're listening to Rock Paper Podcast. Booyah!
Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast. Rock, 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 Paper Podcast, y'all.
Hey everybody, Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast, coming to you from St. Louis, Missouri, hanging out today with Dallas Feltman. Welcome to the show, man.
How are you doing?
Good, man. This is exciting stuff. We are hanging outside of a Starbucks on Del Mar. If you're going to hear any background noise, the natural sounds of this beautiful city of ours. But yeah, man, I'm thrilled this worked out. This has kind of been a little while in the making. We had to kind of move some dates around, but we made it work today, and I'm excited you were available to hang out and get to know you a little better. It's a lot of how the show works for me is I get to hang out with artists and get to kind of pick their brain for a little bit. And this is kind of a weird one too for me because, like, I think this has got to be the first time that a mother and son have been on the show now. So I thought that was kind of crazy too that your mother had already been on my show once. And
all right, so you want to go ahead and start this off with a first shout out for my mom,
because sure.
I definitely should do that. She was the one that got me the show, so yeah. Shout out to my mom.
Yeah.
Dallas here, thank you, Shane, for having me. That is a little weird that I guess I'm gonna be the first mother son combo for you, but
yeah.
we're gonna have fun on it here
today.
Yeah,
definitely, man. But so where does all this get started for you, man? Where do you find music and want to get out and start playing and stuff?
Well, so the first time I ever went to a show or a concert, I was probably 16, and I think I went to the Pageant, and that was to see Skrillex. I'm sure you've heard of the name Skrillex before. A lot of people, even if you don't know about electronic music, they've heard of Skrillex before, I do believe. So that was one of the first shows I ever went to, and which was a EDM show, which was really awesome for me. Moving forward to about 18 years old, I went to my first club scene, and that was at 2720 Cherokee, which I'm sure you've heard.
Yeah.
we went to that place with a few friends, and I seen a DJ on stage rock it out and just do his thing and get paid and have a whole bunch of ladies screaming his name, and I decided then and there that that was something that I wanted to do. So
yeah.
Since then, I've kind of bought some gear, a laptop, some different DJ equipment, and I've started my musical journey of, I guess, I don't know what I'm trying to say here, musical journey of having people follow me and enjoy what I do, yeah. So
it's always been EDM then, huh?
Yeah, for the most part. I'm definitely a big fan of hip-hop music. I have a whole bunch of roots in hip-hop. I've listened to alternative rock when I was younger, so anytime you hear some of that heavy bass music, I feel like that comes from that rock and roll alternative rock that I used to listen to. And then the smooth, trappy music that I play, that's definitely going to be from the hip-hop side. So,
sure.
But yeah, most of the time when I go to any kind of show or outing, it's usually some form of electronic dance music. So that's something that I'm kind of sticking with right now, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I think, I never produced any kind of music or anything, but I think having a lot of influences and a lot of, like, just knowledge of music in general really helps to produce, good EDM, produce these tracks like that, because, like, there are so many different samples and everything, but, you know, you can't just, like, start mashing everything together. You have to have a somewhat of a knowledge of how song structure and stuff.
True. And unfortunately, I don't have much knowledge when it comes to that stuff. I wasn't able to take any classes. I shouldn't say I wasn't able. I just haven't put myself in that position yet.
Even just like listening to different hip hop and R&B and all different styles of music helps to put it all into making an original track.
For sure. I mean, electronic dance music has so many different genres to begin with, so I definitely hear what you're saying. By taking all those different kind of genres and blending them all together, it kind of helps you paint the whole entire picture.
Right.
So definitely.
Yeah, man. So Skrillex, first one, huh? Or one of the first ones?
Yeah, that was one of the first ones. He's definitely went a far away probably since I've even seen him. He was a little bit smaller back then. He's definitely done so many different things with so many different kinds of artists. Justin Bieber,
sure.
He's doing stuff with his old band, which was like a screamo metal band, which he first started off with. So, who knows, maybe down the road I could even change and kind of drift into a different kind of music. So, whatever's going to work for me and whatever the people like, I think I'm going to go with. And, of course, what I like, too. So.
Yeah. What was the first time you got to do your own show?
Okay, definitely one of the first times I ever played out was Utopia Studios, which is here in St. Louis as well. It's off of Park Avenue. That was with the Subculture Group, which is Turned Up Tuesdays. That was one of the first times I ever got to touch the stage. It was an opening slot, but I do remember the floor filling up pretty early with a lot of my friends and some of the other fans that were already there. And it was definitely a really memorable experience. I had a really good time. I thought the set went really good.
Yeah.
And that was, I'm not sure how old that was. I'd say I was probably 19 by then, getting maybe almost 20 by then. So, yeah. And I'm 23 now. So,
right. Yeah,
about 3 years ago. I've been playing shows for about 3 or 4 years.
So, right on, man. Yeah.
Yeah.
You, were you doing, like, scratching and stuff that time?
So, no, that's actually something that I'm working on now, and I have that written down on my list. I was going to talk about that. But back then, and still pretty much to this day, I just mix a lot by the beats per minute, which is, of course, the speed of the song. I mix by the key of the song, as we were kind of talking about production earlier. You can't just take a whole bunch of random stuff and put it together. You got to have sounds that sound similar to each other. You can't, just mix like that so crazy. So I try to mix those in together. And I also mix just by genre, or in my laptop I have different banks of what I consider that song to be. I either have it as a label called Feels Music, which I think is just really mellow, relaxing stuff. I have, of course, like a trap bank. I also have a bass bank, which I feel like is my heavy-hitting songs. So that's back then, and still to this day, that's how I do most of my mixing. But back to the whole new equipment deal, I have just recently bought a Pioneer PLX 1000. Shout out to Gerard at Guitar Center. He helped me out with a great deal on that. Yeah, and that is going to be my tool to help me start doing the scratching and stuff. And I also got a new mixer along with that, which is the DJM S9, which I'm just kind of keeping at home right now. I'm not bringing that one out too much, just trying to get a lot of good practice on that before I go out. But the scratching is coming along, so
right.
I'm pretty excited about that.
Yeah. Do you have like any guys that you were locally that you were like help introduce you to this, or is like how do you like find that this is besides, you know, seeing Skrillex and these guys on stage doing it. But
for sure. It was definitely mostly a self-effort.
Yeah.
I'd say there is one person I'd like to shout out real quick, which is Audra. She gave me a quick lesson on virtual DJ back when I first got my MacBook computer. She also helped me get my MacBook computer. So if you end up listening to this, Audra, thank you very much. She gave me a quick lesson on virtual DJ and just showed me like a few basics. And ever since then, I just had a passion for it. And I just ran with it for like 4 hours a day. At least when I first started DJing, I would play in my room for 4 hours a day and just try to grind it out and just try to do different things. And then I'd come home from school and I would think about music all day long. And I'd have different ideas and I would try to download those items and try to piece those together with different samples or acapellas. And I would just try to do that for just hours and hours at a time and just work on mixes until I got them sounding really smooth and just try to familiarize myself with my controller too, you know? So, you know, if you're going to, any toolsman's got to know his tool, you know? So, yeah. But shout out to Audra. She definitely helped me out at first. Other than that, just any DJ that I've met along the way or done shows with, they all inspire me with the way that they do things. And, you know, I don't want to sound like I want to be better than everyone else, but if I see someone doing good, it kind of pushes me to maybe do better, you know, so, yeah.
I think that's any music in general. I mean, people are going to, you know, pick up certain things along the way. You're like, hey, this guy's playing this guitar this way or doing this kind of lick, and you want to kind of borrow each thing and kind of make it your own and put into your own style.
Oh, yeah, I'll definitely take the steppings or the paths that other people have taken. There's definitely nothing wrong with that in life, you know. You should never be ashamed of watching someone ahead of you and seeing the moves that they make, or not necessarily stealing what they do, but just like, you know, finding it and rewriting it yourself.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Definitely,
so
yeah.
I definitely agree with you on that.
Yeah, it reminds me just hearing your stories. It reminds me of when we were like maybe middle school or something like that. Like I DJed a lot of like our house parties.
Okay,
I just think. But at the time we called it DJing. I didn't really have any equipment to spin or do anything like mixing wise. I was just the guy that had the most CDs at the party, and I would just I do recall one particular party where we're like, and of course this is like middle school, like so everybody wanted to like slow dance kind of thing with their boyfriend girlfriend at the time sort of thing, and like. I do recall the only like slow jam I had on a CD that I could find was "Kissed by a Rose" from Seal.
Okay,
and so I had to play that one like a couple of times, like because everybody's like, play another slow. I was like, it's all I got. And, like so, it was really funny. But like I had an idea, and I enjoyed music. I enjoyed making people dance and
for
doing
sure.
the stuff. Like and
for sure.
it always was something like I was sort of. Passionate about, but I don't know that I just never took the initiative to get out and like start making my own stuff like this.
It's never too late, man.
Sure,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Back to what you said a minute ago is just having a passion for making people dance. Like I really feel like that's what my whole thing is about. Is really like I love it when people are just dancing. You know, there's nothing better for anyone to get on the dance floor and dance their soul off for a little bit. It really relieves a lot of stress. It's a workout. And it's just funny to watch people dance, you know, like there's everyone on this planet can dance, but you're going to have a few select individuals that feel like they can't dance and they'll make that excuse.
Sure.
But once they get on the dance floor and they start shaking a tail feather, it's, I don't know, it's just really like, it's like a drug almost, you know, that's the drug itself there.
Yeah, live music's my drug, man. That's for sure.
For sure.
So you've been getting into, making more, leaning towards hip hop and stuff, you said?
Right now what I'm working on is an EP. I'm going to be calling it Plus Pleasure, I do believe. Really excited to start talking about this. It's been a long run for me in the producing game. I've definitely been strictly DJing for a while now, so I've definitely been sitting at home in my studio trying to make more music.
Sure.
Most of the stuff that I do produce right now is really mellow and hip hop ish. I like to maybe call it drop hop. I really would love to be able to fulfill the drop draw name one day and get to the real heavy, nasty stuff, because I think that's kind of what my roots are. But right now it is kind of slow, melodic, chill, groovy stuff, and that's why I think this Plus Pleasure album is going to be really fitting. Or not album, I should say EP, extended project. I'm really thinking that that's going to have a lot of fitting tunes for that title there, and I think it's going to sound really good. So I'm really excited to share some of them on the podcast today.
Yeah,
so
cool. Yeah, you know, it is. kind of crazy, like, how, you know, even, you know, we, locally here, we've had, you know, you got guys like, all of Nelly's stuff was produced, like, right out where I'm at, in St. Charles County, Basement Beats Productions, they were making all this stuff, and then, like, of course, you put Nelly on a verse, or on the song, they sold a beat to him, and he makes, Country Grammar and blows up, and, like, you know, he's done a lot, they've done a lot of his, records and stuff, and it was just, like, for me, like, it's just kind of crazy to think about, like, that, you know, it can happen from one guy in his basement, you know, just doing his work, and then blows up like that, so.
It is, it's really cool to see, and, I mean, it can happen for anybody, so anybody that's listening to this right now, if you are in your basement trying to do something, you know, just definitely push and push and push. I honestly didn't think that when I first started doing this at 18 that I'd be sitting here talking to you right now, doing, like, little interviews like this, yeah. Which is really cool, you know, so,
Or sharing the stage with,
T.I., a couple other names, yeah, Kevin Gates, E-40, shout out to my man Darius Hickman on those, that was one of the buddies that I got to share the stage with, I was his DJ for those sets,
yeah.
We've been working together for a long time, and if anyone follows me, you know my buddy Darius Hickman there. Much love to you, man. Congratulations on your new EP that you're dropping tomorrow, which is June 27th, which is the Right Back At It. Quick plug, sorry.
Yeah.
Not sorry. Want to definitely throw that in there.
For
so
sure.
Yeah, but there's been so many shows with so many good names. I've gotten the honor to do a couple EDM events with G. Jones, Yeti, Closey not too long ago, Symbionic was really awesome. I got to do a couple shows with Wicked the Instigator. That was all thanks to Connector. Which is Eric Noble, so shout out to you, man. Thank you for all the love and work that you've given me. I really appreciate it. As you can tell here on this podcast, we're dropping a couple shout outs.
Yeah. So. That's all good. It's all
yeah.
love.
Yeah, thank you.
Do you have an expected release for your EP then? Or?
You know, I'm really shooting for hopefully late August, maybe early September, kind of when the weather breaks a little
sure.
bit. I think that'll be the best time to start listening to some of these beats that I'm creating in my
right.
head. So yeah, hopefully around that time. But just keep an eye out on my pages for all that stuff, which
yeah.
is going to be hopefully soon. So
yeah, you can follow along on Facebook at Dropjaw.
And, yeah, it's a DJ Dropjaw, or actually I think it is just Dropjaw. DROPJA. Yeah, no W. We dropped the W. It's a little bit more catchy. It's not that I'm not taking any wins or anything like that, but
yeah.
yeah. Just joking.
You have a couple of local appearances. People can come out and hang with you at Friday night, June 30th at Brewski's in Warrenton, Missouri, if you're in the area.
Yeah, I think it's actually going to be one of the first shows that ever go down in Warrenton, Missouri, so I'm really looking forward to that. And while we're on the Missouri shows, real quick, I do want to give another talk about this little tour that I just got done with, which was with Jay Gray and Jordan Baumstark. That was the Odd Commodity Tour. Shout out to Jay Gray and Jordan. That was really a fun time. We did 4 shows in Kansas City, Springfield, Liberty, and St. Louis was one of the other ones, which was at Cicero's, which
yeah.
was right up the road here.
Yeah,
and it's unfortunately shutting down. So.
R.I.P. Cicero's.
Yeah, I was lucky enough to get to play there in one of the last couple months. So, and that was a really fun time. It was one of the first times I ever got to do a little mini tour. And to do it with some of those talented artists, that was really awesome. So shout out to all those guys that were a part of that. So,
yeah. You, and we got July 11th. You'll be back over at Pops with... you said, is Jaron Benton?
Jaron Benton, yep,
yeah.
That's it. And that's going to be with Black Market Media Group. Shout out to Justin Little. I just have so many people that I'm blessed to work with, and I got to make sure I shout them out, because if it wasn't for them, I wouldn't get these shows. But, yeah, Jaron Benton, that's going to be July 11th at Pops Nightclub. Doors should be about 7 p.m. That's going to be a hip-hop show. I'll be doing all the music as you walk in, and some of the local guys as well. So anytime we do a hip-hop show over there at Pops, it's definitely a good time, so you should... Most definitely
yeah,
check that out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you got another big one coming up in August.
Very excited.
World's Fair here in St. Louis, Missouri.
Boom.
August 18 to 20.
Yeah.
And we don't have an exact set time or anything, but that whole weekend
hopefully,
will be a good time for
yeah.
sure.
Yeah, the St. Louis World's Fair is going down. I don't know if have you ever been to that?
I don't think. I know I haven't.
Well, I think he's going to check it out this
yeah,
year because I'll
sure.
be there. No, there's a whole bunch of fun stuff going on in Forest Park that weekend. They got different art vendors, food vendors. I'm pretty sure my mother will be in town doing some bartending for Play It Forward. So if you're in the area or in St. Louis, Forest Park is the place to be. I'm going to be joining a lineup with a whole bunch of people that I've never got to work with before, so I'm really excited for that. And just anytime I get to play anywhere where there's a new crowd, that's all something that I'm looking for, is to try to get my name out there to people and see if they like what I do. So.
Sure, and a place like Forest Park.
Yeah, beautiful.
Yeah, one of the best parks in the world, man.
For sure.
But yeah, that'll be a real treat for sure.
Yeah, it'll probably be a real scorcher out there, so make sure to bring the sunscreen.
Yeah, nothing like August in St. Louis.
Yeah. Hopefully it's not too hot. I'll try to cool down the crowd, but my beats are pretty fire, so I don't know.
Watch out. we're working on the EP. We got a lot of shows coming up and things.
I did want to mention here, let's see. I did go over the new equipment. I went over the new music.
Yeah.
I do have some new merchandise coming in pretty soon. I'm really excited about that. I'll hook you up with the shirt as soon as they come in. I'm going to be working on t-shirts, snapback hats, and then also ladies' yoga pants, which I'm really excited about. So, yeah, be on the lookout for all that stuff. That'll be all released on my Facebook page and stuff. Those should be coming in really soon. So,
yeah. You putting drop draw across the butt?
No. I'm not going to do that. I think that part's a little cheesy.
Yeah,
so
right.
We'll stick to drop draw down the side of the leg or something like that. I help you ladies out a little bit.
Keeping it classy.
I do like the butts and all, but, But yeah, other than the new merch and stuff, we talked about the shows. I've been able to land a few solid monthly gigs. I've been playing at Sloan's Pub House in Collinsville. That's about once a month. I'm really happy to be working with Kenny and Lisa Sloan over there in their new location on Main Street. It's a great bar, so if you ever see me posting about that, make sure to get down there. I've also done a couple gigs at Bull and Bear in Everettsville the last couple of months. So those are some of my monthly resident spots I'm pretty happy about. And those are just filling in with 50-plus gigs that I've done this year. So, yeah, really excited. I have never done this many gigs at all, so it's just been a progression ever since I've started my Drop Jaw project.
Sure, man.
Which I'm really stoked about, so.
Well, I was kind of asking is, where do you see this going? Where do you want
to
take it? I mean,
man, I'd really love to take it to the highest it can go. You know, it's
in the festival.
Yeah, man, it's definitely. I'm not gonna sit here and just say it's my job. It's my dream. At the same time, I'd really love for this music to be able to take me just about anywhere I want to go, and it would really just be a blessing to be able to have people book me from out of state and just fly me out to their city to come play at their venue and just show them what I've practiced all, you know, I've spent a lot of my time doing, you know. I really don't go out too much. I stay at home a lot, and I make a lot of music or try to practice on routines and stuff, so I would really like to see this go as far as other countries and across the world and stuff, so.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I just really want to make people dance and have people come to my shows and kind of, like, let loose and just forget about all their life worries and just, you know, put everything they have on the dance floor, so.
Yeah. It's cool to see, like, I mean, I'm not super deep into the EDM culture and stuff, but like
it's a good scene, man. Right. I'm sorry to cut you off. It's just the people there, you know, they really love me, and everyone's really fun and understanding, and everyone's just there to have a good time, you know. Everyone's gonna have each other's backs at an EDM festival, so
but that's what I like. You see these pictures and videos, where there's like, you know, 100,000 people or whatever at a festival or something like that, and it's like, it's nuts to think about. But.
It's you know, it's crazy to, I'm lucky to be in this time frame, I feel like, in life because, or just in this generation, because I feel like my scene is really booming right now, and it's really doing really good business, so I'm lucky to be a part of it. You're right, there's a lot of pictures of these festivals with, like, hundreds of thousands of people, and they're all friends out there, man, and I just want to be a part of it so bad. I want to be able to be that guy on stage that's bringing everyone together and closer, so.
Yeah. Well, now, also, been recently, there's been a lot of these guys that have kind of been at it for a while. They're still doing it and still, but they come around, like, over the Maristar Casino. They've been doing a lot of, with, like, like Darude and all these you know, big DJs and stuff that have been making EDM for a long time, and I can't I'm blanking on some names right now, but
you're good,
but some of these guys, like, I mean, you know, like I said, I do recall, like, there was a phase for me, like, you know, probably about your age, where I did get into a lot of this stuff for a while, and then but yeah, it was, you know, 10 years ago now, so.
Oh no, you're good. I definitely hear what you're saying there too. You know, people keep coming in. They do bring these guys from back in the day that have been making music for a long time, and they're still out here making music and still making money. So And yeah, the you said Ameristar. There's also the Rise nightclub out there that they've been doing stuff at.
Yeah, I think that's part of Ameristar.
Yeah, I think so too. Yeah. I know B&W Productions has been doing a lot of work over there with Megan Laz and stuff like that. So yeah, they're doing really good work. I'd love to get in with them sometime soon. So maybe she'll be listening to this and give me a call or something like that. That'd be cool.
For sure. Yeah, reach out.
Yeah.
we'd love to get Dallas over here at your event.
Yeah, I love working. Love it. So.
We'll keep an eye out for the new EP coming soon, hopefully this August.
Yeah.
And we got a lot of appearances you can see drop all around town. And follow along on Facebook, and you can hear some stuff on your SoundCloud. There's a little bit over there.
Yeah, there's a couple mixes, and hopefully that Plus Pleasure, well, definitely it will be put on there soon. So, in August, hopefully. So.
Yeah. And... check out Play It Forward if you haven't already. Have you been doing work with them over there too? Or?
You know, my mother is the head of Play It Forward over there. She's been doing a whole bunch of great things. They take a whole bunch of instruments and donate them to schools that can't afford them, or maybe a child that has unfortunately been diagnosed with cancer and doesn't have much to look forward to. So yeah, anytime that I can find instruments, I will more than be happy to take them, and we will try to still find them a good home. We're looking for the stuff that's kind of collecting dust in your basement. You know, if you still play it, then definitely rock out that instrument. But if you just have a piece of equipment that's sitting at home that's just not doing anything for you, and you want to put it into the hands of a child that could, you know, potentially be doing what I'm doing now one day, then hit me up. So
yeah, that's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, it is. It's really awesome. Shout out to my mom. She's an angel.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Hi, Sam. I guess that's about it, man. We're gonna drop in some tunes. Like I said, if you don't know Drop Jaw yet, you can hear some of his work right here on this show. And again, stay tuned. A lot of big things are coming soon.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it. Shout out Rock Paper Podcast. It's awesome.
Yeah, thanks, buddy.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Well, yeah, that was it.